very blessed good morning to you in the name of the Lord.
各位早上好。
Thank you for inviting me to share with you the Good Friday message.
谢谢你们邀请我来与你们分享耶稣受难节的信息。
Today we remember the Lord's great love for us.
今天我们纪念上帝的大爱。
And if a man is going to die and he has something to say to you, you better listen.
若有人在垂死的时候向你说话, 你一定要侧耳的听。
Because he has some wonderful lessons for us.
因为他有一些很好的功课要传给你。
Before the Lord died, he uttered seven sayings on the cross.
耶稣他死之前在十字架上说了七句话。
And these sayings have very important lessons for us.
这七言有很大的功课。
The gospel writers, some did not mention all the seven sayings.
这福音的作者没有把所有的七言都记载在同一本书。
Mark and Matthew only has one saying.
在马太和马可福音两卷书里头呢，只有七言的一句。
Luke has three.
在路加福音有七句，三句话。
And John has three.
然后在这个约翰福音里呢，同样也有七句话。 对不起，三句话。
Before we go further, let's pray, shall we?
在这分享之前，我们来做个祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, our hearts are thankful to Thee for this day.
慈爱的天父，我们为这一天来感谢你。
That Thou hast granted a safe journey to Thy house to worship Thee and adore Thee.
使我们有平安的脚步来到你的圣所来赞美你。
As we come into Thy holy presence, have mercy to forgive us of all our sins.
当我们进入到你的圣所，我们祈求你赦免我们的罪。
Cleanse us in the blood of Christ and clothe upon us the righteousness of the Lord.
以宝血洁净我们，以你的公义来遮蔽我们。
We pray that Thou speak to our hearts this day from Thy word.
以你的话语来向我们说话。
Remove every distraction from our midst.
把一切骚扰我们的都除掉。
May the Holy Spirit grant us understanding and lead us to the truth.
愿圣灵向我们说话，引 导我们进入真理。
Help thy unworthy servant as he shares thy word and Reverend Lim as he interprets.
帮助你的仆人杨牧师，他传讲你的话语， 还有我本身来翻译。
Pray for ourselves that we may concentrate on what we are about to hear.
愿我们能够集中精神来聆听。
And pay attention.
这个完全的注意力 来听神你的话。
We commit this time into your hands.
将这段时间交托于您。
We pray and ask all this in Jesus' precious and holy name.
我们如此祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Right, we shall begin by the Lord's first saying on the cross.
我们开始看耶稣在十字架上的第一言。
It's found in Luke chapter 23, verse 34.
记载在路加福音23章34节里头。
Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
The Lord loved sinners.
主耶稣他爱罪人。
He prayed to the Heavenly Father to forgive all these people who have mocked him and crucified him.
他向父祈求，求父赦免那些耻笑他的人。
As children of God, we need to have the spirit of forgiveness.
作为上帝的儿女，我们要有这赦免的心。
The Lord taught us in the Lord's Prayer to forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors.
在主耶稣的主导文里头，他说赦免我们的债，如同我们赦免
And then he went further down in verse 14 and 15. He says, For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
在主导文里头，接下去说, 若我们赦免他人的罪，天父也必赦免我们的罪。
But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you your trespasses.
若你不赦免他人 的罪，你的天父也不赦免你的罪。
And then we come to the classic example of Matthew 18, when Peter came to Jesus and said, "How many times should I forgive my brother?"
来到马太福音18章，彼得问耶稣说。我要赦免他人的罪多少次？
And Peter said, till 7 times.
彼得说七次吗？
7 is a complete number, is a perfect number.
这个七是代表着完全。
So Peter thought he was doing something great when he said, I forgive him 7 times.
彼得认为他是伟大的，因为他赦免他人的罪七次。
But he was surprised when the Lord answered him.
当耶稣回答他的时候呢，他觉得很惊奇。
The Lord says not 7 times, but 70 times 7 times.
不是到七次，乃是77个七次。
It's about 490 times.
如果你计算的话。总共有490次。
I wonder how many times we take note when we forgive people.
你没有记下你赦免他人的罪。
Maybe we tell someone, I can forgive you once, I can forgive you twice, but maybe I'll not forgive you the third time.
你可能会向他人说，我饶恕你一次、两次，但不可能是有三次的。
But the Lord wants us to.Keep on forgiving.
在这里，主耶稣要我们这个继续不断的饶恕他人。
Can you imagine the scene here at the cross?
你可以想象在十字架上人所犯的罪。
Crucifixion is a very agonizing form of torture.
这把人钉在十字架上是一件很痛苦的事。
And Jesus was innocent.
而耶稣是无辜的。
And he was hung there, and everybody was looking up and mocking at him.
那每个人盯着耶稣，在嗤笑他。
And yet he told God, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
而耶稣向父祈求，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
But it doesn't mean that all these people.When they heard Jesus say, Father, forgive them, automatically they are saved. It's not.
这不等于当耶稣为他们如此祈求的时候，所有的人的罪得赦免，他们的灵魂得救。
They have to have a personal relationship with the Lord.
他们需要与主有一个亲密的关系。
Today the Lord.Can say to you, Father, forgive this person, for he does not know what he's doing.
今天，天父能够，主耶稣能够向天父如此的求，赦免某某人他的罪。
But that person must still come and believe and trust in Jesus and accept Jesus as his personal savior.
但这个人必须亲自来到主耶稣的面前，接受他。做他个人的救主。
Have you received Jesus as your personal savior?
你是否已经接受耶稣做救主了吗？
The question is not whether you are attending church.
问题不是你没有参加聚会。
The question is not whether you have a Christian name.
也不是你有没有一个基督化的名字。
The question is, have you personally received Jesus as your savior?
问题是，你没有各自亲自的接受耶稣做救主。
If you have not, you're still not saved. You're still outside God's kingdom.
若你没有如此的行，你还在救恩以外。
And if you have accepted Jesus as your Savior, then you are a child of God.
若你已经接受了耶稣做救主，你成了上帝的儿女。
But do we have this forgiving spirit towards others?
那请问 我们有没有饶恕他人的罪。
When someone does us wrong, do we tell God, forgive him or forgive her, or he or she doesn't know what she's doing?
当他人得罪我们的时候，我们是否能够向神祷告，主啊，赦免他，帮助我赦免他。
Are we willing to forgive one another in the church?
我们在教会里是否能够如此的行呢？
Paul wrote to the Ephesian Christians in chapter 4, verse 32. He says that, be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you.
保罗写信给以弗所的教会，在以弗所书第四章三十二节，他如此的说，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
We must not harbor grudges.
我们不要把冤这存在自己里头。
And we must not think of revenge.
也不好想要报复。
People say revenge is sweet.
有人说报复是甜的。
It is not.
我要告诉你，这并不是。
It is actually very bitter.
其实是非常的苦。
I don't think you get any joy even if you have your revenge.
你能够得到你想得的报复，但你不能够有真正的喜乐。
That's why God says, "Vengeance is mine; I will repay."
所以耶稣说，深渊在我，我会偿还。
We just commit it to God.
我们要把这一切都交托给神。
So remember, we must have a forgiving spirit.
所以请记得，我们要有一个饶恕的心。
If you cannot forgive, then you have to go to God and ask God for His grace.
如果你不能够原谅他人的话，我们要向父求，求父给我们怎样的恩典。
Sometimes you may hear people say, "I can forgive, but I cannot forget."
有时候人说，我可以原谅，但我不能够忘记。
The truth is, if you cannot forget, you actually cannot forgive.
如果你不能够忘记的话，事实上你不能够原谅或者饶恕他人。
Because when you think of the incident, you get all worked up again, and you think of the wrong that somebody has done to you, you get very angry again.
因为每逢你想到这他人得罪你的时候呢，你的心里就会开始动怒。
And you get angry, then actually you haven't really forgiven that person.
当你开始动怒的时候呢，这表明你没有真正的原谅他人。
And the Lord says to forgive from our heart.
主说我们要从心里原谅他人。
That means we mustn't remember the wrong and keep it in our heart.
换句话说，我们不可以把那冤存在我们的心里。
It must be totally forgotten.
我们要完全的把它忘了。
Have we done this?
我们有没有如此行呢？
Is there any bitterness against anybody in our heart?
我们是否在心里向他人有这种苦毒的心？
And what is worse, even against somebody from the same church?
更糟的就是你在教会里有这样的事情。
Well, we can maybe hide that hatred in our heart.
你可以把那怨恨藏在心里。
But we have to remember this, that God sees all things.
你要知道神看透万事。
And I believe that you will not have this joy when you come to worship God if you still harbor this grudge against anybody.
如果你在心里有存着怨恨的话，当你来敬拜神的时候，你不会在心里有喜乐。
So we must have a clean cut.
所以我们要完全的胜过。
And truly forgive that person from our heart.
从心里原谅那个人。
And not think about it anymore.
这样不要再去想到那一件事情。
The devil will come and maybe he'll put little thoughts into our mind and say, you remember this person, he did something bad to you.
那二者可能会来到你的耳旁, 向你说, 你记得吗? 那个人向你做了这样的, 事情。
Our response to Satan is, get thee hence.
我们应该有的反应是, 魔鬼, 你撤退吧。
And then we won't think about it.
那你就不会再想到那件事。
The second thing on the cross is found in Luke chapter 23, verse 43.
这七言中的第二元是记载在路加福音23章的43节。
Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise.
第43节, 耶稣说, 对那囚犯说, 今日你要 同我在乐园里,
he was saying this to the thief.
他是向着那犯人所说的。
This thief actually at first derided Christ.
前些阵子呢, 这位犯人, 他拒绝了耶稣。
Then he had a change of heart.
但他心有了改变。
Maybe he remembered his Bible stories or the Sunday school he attended.
可能他记得圣经里的故事，在主日学里头听到的真理。
And maybe God opened his eyes.
神打开他的眼睛。
And he saw the one that was nailed in front of him was the Son of God.
他看到那一位被钉在十字架的那个人是上帝的儿子。
That's why he rebuked his companion.
所以他指责他的同伴。
He said, we are condemned because we deserve it.
我们被定罪, 这是我们应该受的。
We robbed, we steal, we killed.
我们杀害, 我们抢夺。
This is what we deserve.
这是我们应得的。
But this man has done nothing amiss.
但这个人却没有做过一件不好的事。
He's innocent.
他是无辜的。
And then he said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom.
那他说, 主啊, 当你得你国的时候, 纪念我。
If a thief can get saved, anybody can get saved.
若这位犯人能够得救, 所有的人都能够得到上帝的救恩。
This thief was really bad.
这位犯人, 他所犯的实在是恶。
He was really wicked.
他是一位恶人。
And yet he asked the Lord for forgiveness.
而他能够向神求饶恕。
That means he had faith.
换句话说, 他向上帝有信心。
And he told the Lord, remember me.
他向主说, 纪念我。
And the Lord wonderfully gave him this assurance.
神很奇妙了。 给了这他的这个应许,
the Lord did not tell him and say, no, you must come down from the cross, you must change your life and turn over a new leaf, then you come and believe in me.
耶稣却没有说, 你要从十架上下来, 你要, 这生命上有改变, 我才来救你。
The Lord says, whosoever come unto me, I will in no wise cast out.
主耶稣说, 凡来到我面前的, 我不会拒绝。
I'm very sure all of us here can say I'm better than the thief.
我相信在座的弟兄姐妹们都能够说我比那犯人 在生活上来得好。
In the eyes of God, whether you are better than the thief or worse than the thief, you are still a sinner.
在上帝的面前, 你认为自己比这犯人好, 还是比这个犯人更不好。 我们每个人在神的面前都是罪人。
And we need to get saved.
我们需要得救。
And we need to come to Jesus and say, Lord, remember me.
我们需要来到主的面前, 求主纪念我们。
We become Christians not because we want to become Christians.
我们要成为基督徒, 不是我们选择要做基督徒。
I believe if you can recall your own experience, when you first receive a tract and when people ask you to accept Christ, I believe from my heart, most of us say no at the first instant.
相信你们都能够，记得你们首次接触福音的经历。你收到一张单张的时候呢，你在心里说：“我不相信。”
And later, the grace of God worked in your heart.
但神的恩惠不断的在你的心里工作。
And it is the goodness of God that led us to repentance.
是神的恩慈使到我们悔改。
That's why the Lord says, "You cannot come to me except my Father draws you to me."
所以圣经说我们不能够到神的面前，除非我们的父吸引我们来到他的跟前。
So there's nothing to boast.
所以在神里头，我们没有所夸的。
We cannot tell people, "Oh, I'm an engineer. God needs me. That's why He saved me."
我们不能够来到神面前说我是一位工程师，我是很聪明的，所以神拯救我。
Oh, I'm a doctor. God saved me to heal others.
或者说我是一位医生，神拯救我，好让我来医治他人的病。
God saves you because He loves you.
神拯救你，因为他爱你。
No matter who you are, God can save you if you come to Him.
无论你是谁，你的状况如何，神都能够拯救你。
You don't have to say to God and say, "I am nobody. What can I do for you?"
我们不需要向神说，我不算得什么，所以我不配得救。
Christ saved a thief.
主耶稣拯救了一位犯人。
He can save you if you are willing to be saved.
上帝他能拯救你，若你愿意来到他面前。
Many people say, "It's so simple to get to heaven. I don't want to do it."
那有些人说，若到天堂是这样容易的一件事情，那我不需要。
I want to work my way to heaven.
我要以工作行善到天堂。
We thank God. The Bible tells us it's not our works that we are saved.
圣经告诉我们，我们得救并不是靠着我们的工作。
It's the grace of God.
但是出于上帝的恩。
And we should thank God every day of our life for saving us.
所以每一天我们要感谢神，他拯救了。
Even at the point of death, Christ can save.
可以看到，在耶稣临死之前呢，他还能够拯救一个人。
Today is alive forevermore.
我们的主耶稣永活着。
The Bible tells us in Romans 8:34, He's now sitting at the right hand of God.
在罗马书第八章三十四节告诉我们，主耶稣今天是坐在上帝的右手边。
He can save still.
他仍然能够拯救。
If you are not saved, come to Him today and be saved.
若你还没有得救，你需要来到他面前得救恩。
Don't wait.
请不要延迟。
Don't say to yourself, "Wait until I become a better person, then I believe."
不要说等到我这生命上有好的改变，我才来相信耶稣。
Wait until I'm successful in my career, then I believe.
等到我的事业成功后，我才来相信耶稣。
Wait until my children are all grown up, then I will come and believe.
也不好说，等到我的孩子长大后，我才来信耶稣。
The Bible tells us we do not know what tomorrow will bring.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们，我们不知明天的事情。
Today is the day of salvation.
今天就是拯救的日子。
If you're still not saved, accept Christ today.
若你还没有得救，你今天可以接受耶稣。
You see the words there. Now is the accepted time.
在后面，我们的大堂后面有这几个字：今天就是得喜悦的日子。
And I pray that you will come and trust in Jesus as your Savior if you are still not saved today.
我为你代祷，希望你今天能够来接受耶稣做你个人的救主。
We see the third saying on the cross, John chapter 19, verse 26 and 27.
第三原是记载在约翰福音第十九章。
He saw his earthly mother, Mary,
看到他世上的母亲玛利亚。
And he knew he was going to die.
他知道他死的时候到了。
And he was concerned for his mother.
但他很关心他的母亲。
So for us who are still alive, who still have parents, let us appreciate them.
我们还活着的人，希望我们能够孝敬自己的母亲。
He saw his beloved disciple and he commended his mother to his beloved disciple.
他看到他所爱的门徒，就把母亲交托给他。
This one talks about a relationship.
这里讲到一种的关系。
Do we have good relationship with our parents?
我们与父母的关系是不是良好的？
For the youth here, most probably your parents are still alive.
这里的年轻人，相信你的父母还在。
Respect them.
要孝敬他们。
Honor them.
要尊重他们。
Be kind to them.
要待他们有良善。
Thank God that you have godly parents.
感谢神，你有虔诚的父母。
Thank God that they are willing to guide you and to teach you.
感谢神，他们愿意的引导你，教导你。
Never be ashamed of your parents.
不要，不可以你父母为耻。
I read last time in a newspaper about this boy studying in ACS.
我在报章上曾经读到这样的一篇新闻，这位学生他在英华学校读书。
At one stage, a lot of people do not like ACS.
在一段时间呢，很多人不喜欢英华学校。
Because only the rich people go to that school.
因为只有富有的人才到那所学校。
And those children are chauffeur driven.
那些学生呢，是有司机载送他们的上学。
And they go to school not in ordinary cars, you know, but in Mercedes and Jaguar and all that.
他们是以坐着豪华的汽车到学校。
And there was one boy.
有一位学生。
His father was a contractor.
他的父亲是一位承包商。
And he drives a lorry.
他驾驶一辆罗里。
And he sent the son to school.
他在送孩子到学校。
But this son told the father.
这位孩子向父亲说，
Don't drop me at the school gate.
不要在学校的大门口让我下车。
Everybody drives Mercedes, you are driving a truck.
每个人都坐着豪华的轿车来到学校。但你是驾一辆卡车。
He was ashamed of his dad.
所以他以父亲为耻。
I don't know if any of you are ashamed of your dad.
请问有没有以父亲为耻的人呢？
Maybe when you were in primary school, your dad sends you to school on his bicycle.
可能你在小学的时候，父亲是以脚踏车送你上学。
Or maybe you're too young at that time to tell your dad, don't ride me straight into the school, I'm so embarrassed.
可能在那时候呢，你还很年幼，你不懂得向父亲说，不好把我带到这个学校的大门口。
Thank God that your dad loves you enough to send you to school.
感谢神。你的父亲，他爱你，愿意把你送到学校去。
Love your parents.
因此，要爱您的父母。
Care for them.
要关怀他们。
Maybe now you say, I'll take care of them.
可能你在心里说，好，我会照顾他们。
But when they are old, maybe you say, I think I better send them to the old folks' home.
他们年老的时候呢，可能会想到啊，把他们送到疗养院。
I don't know about you, but I think for me, I don't like my children to send me to the old folks' home.
我不知道你的看法，但我本身呢，不想我的孩子把我送到老人院去。
My church, there's one brother, he has three sons.
在杨牧师的教会里呢，有位弟兄，他有三个儿子。
One of the sons said, Dad, when you're old, I send you to the old folks' home.
有一个儿子向父亲说，父亲啊，你老的时候呢，我要送你到老人院。
The second son also said the same thing.
第二个儿子说同样的话。
But the third son said, Dad, I won't send you to the old folks home.
第三个儿子说，我永不会把你送到老人院去。
And he was very happy.
他很高兴。
At least there was one son who would take care of me.
他有一位儿子呢，愿意的照顾他。
But his son continued and said, this.
他的儿子不断的说同样的话。
I let my brother send you there.
我让我的弟兄把你送到老人院去。
So all the three sons want the dad to go to the old folks home.
总结就是三个孩子呢，不要把父亲送到老人院。
It was very sad when he heard this.
所以听到这一番话呢，这位弟兄很伤心。
Remember, our parents take care of us when we are young.
要记得我们的父母，他们如此的照顾我们。
And it's our duty to take care of them when they are old.
我们有责在他们年长的时候照顾他们。
So, have a good relationship with your parents.
这样，我们必须与父母呢有一个好的关系。
Don't ever think that your parents are old-fashioned.
不好以为你的这个父母呢，他们是很古板的。
You may know much more than your parents.
可能你懂得的事情呢，比你的父母多。
But you must remember one thing.
但希望你能够记得一件事。
Your parents know God more than you do.
就是你的父母，他们比你更认识上帝。
They are wiser than you.
因此，他们比你更有智慧。
Honor them.
所以你要敬畏他们。
The Lord honors his mother.
主耶稣他敬重他的母亲。
He commands his mother to his beloved disciple.
所以他把母亲交托给他所爱的这个门徒。
And we come to the fourth saying on the cross.
第四言。
Found in Matthew 27 verse 46 and Mark 15 verse 34.
记载在马太福音第二十七章四十六节。
It was a cry of anguish.
这里他所发出的这哭泣。
It was a cry of Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani.
这里他说：“我的神，我的神啊，为什么离弃我？”
Meaning, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
我的神啊，我的神啊，为何离弃我？
When the whole world's weight of sin was put upon Christ, the Father could not bear to look at it.
当世上所有人的罪都加在耶稣身上的时候呢，上帝的脸转离了他的独生子。
Father turned his face away from the son.
父亲的脸转离了他儿子。
From eternity past to eternity in the future, God has never abandoned his son.
从永恒到永恒，上帝从来没有放弃他儿子。
This is the only instance when God turned his face away from his son.
只有在这个时候，上帝的脸转离了他的儿子。
And it's because of sin.
是因为罪的缘故。
So don't sin.
这里告诉我们，不要犯罪。
Sometimes we think I sin, I bear the consequences alone.
有时候我们想，我自己犯罪，那我自己担当那个后果。
If you read the story of Joshua, you know that.You are not solely blamed for your sin.
当你读耶稣雅记的时候呢，你可以看到，我们不只是自己要担当我们的罪。
You remember Achan?
你记得雅干这个人吗？
He sinned and he caused the death of 36 soldiers.
他犯罪，造成36个兵丁的死亡。
His sin was, he saw the good Babylonian garment, he saw the wedge of gold, he took it and hid it.
他看到这个巴比伦的衣服，还有看到有金银，他就把它藏在自己的帐幕里。
And the Israelites could not capture the next city.
因此呢，以色列人不能够战胜
埃城。And so Joshua fell on his face.
耶稣亚俯伏在上帝的面前。
And God told him, Israel has sinned.
那神向耶稣亚说，以色列人犯罪了。
God did not say Achan has sinned.
神却没有说亚干犯罪了。
God took the whole nation when one man sinned.
神要整个国家负起一个人所犯的罪。
Maybe you are a member of New Life here.
可能你是新生命堂的会友。
You remember when you sin against God, it's going to affect every member of this church.
希望你能够记得，当你一个人犯罪的时候，你的罪影响到整个教会。
Don't think that, oh, I'm the only one that will suffer.
不好想到啊，我一个人受罪就好了。
But the Bible has lessons to teach us that you are not the only one who's going to suffer.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们，不是我们一个人受罪而已。
The whole family of Achan died.
继续看耶稣亚记的记载，我们看到亚干全家他们都受死的刑罚。
Everything he had perished.
我们看到他拥有的一切都被消灭了。
They did not commit the sin, but they paid the price.
所以他们没有同亚干犯罪，但是他们要付出罪的代价。
Before you sin, think twice.
还没有犯罪之前，我们要慎重的思考。
Look around yourself and say.Will these people suffer when I sin?
我们要问一问自己，这些人会因着我的罪受苦吗？
Don't sin.
不要犯罪。
It is because of sin that's upon Christ that God turned his face away from him.
就是因为世人的罪加在耶稣的身上，使到父的脸转离了耶稣。
The Lord felt that he was being abandoned by his father.
主耶稣，他以为父亲离弃了他。
But we thank God, as children of God, God will never abandon us.
感谢神，我们是上帝的儿女，上帝是不会抛弃我们。
God has promised us in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you.
圣经在希伯来书十三章十五节告诉我们，我们的主永不离弃我们。
This quote is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6 and 8.
这句话是取自生命记三十一章第六和第八节。
Psalm 23 tells us, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
诗篇的十三篇告诉我们，虽然我们行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
The Lord told his disciples in Matthew 28, the last verse, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age.
主耶稣在马太福音二十章二十节说，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
We thank God that God will never abandon us.
感谢神，神不会离弃我们。
But that doesn't give us a license to sin.
但这不是允许我们犯罪的一件事。
We have to remember that when Christ bore the sin, the Father turned his face away from him.
请记得，当耶稣他担当我们罪的时候，上帝的脸转离了他的儿子。
Are you feeling that you are being abandoned by God?
你没有这感觉，神已经离弃你。
Maybe you pray and God did not answer your prayers.
可能你祷告，神没有垂听。
Maybe you read the Bible, but you don't get much out of it.
你读圣经，但是没有什么的收获。
Maybe you think God has abandoned you.
所以你认为神已经离弃你。
God has never abandoned a child of His.
神从来没有放弃他的儿女。
Maybe you heard this story.
可能你有听过这个故事。
This man had a dream one night.
这个人在晚上做了一个梦。
He was walking with the Savior along the beach.
他与他的救主在沙滩上行走。
And he looked back, he saw two sets of footprints.
他往后看，看到两双的脚印。
And he was happy that the Lord was walking with him.
他很高兴，因为他知道神与他同行。
And then they came to a rocky patch.
他来到一个有石头的地方。
And the stones were very sharp.
石头很尖利。
And when he walked past the place, he looked back. He only saw one set of prints in the muddy, rocky place.
走过那有石头的地方，他往后看，他只看到一双的脚印。
And then when they came to a nice patch of sand, he saw the two sets again.
来到一片有沙的地方他又再一次看到有两双的脚印。
And he asked the Lord.
他问主
，Why did you abandon me when we were walking through that rocky path?
他说，当我们经过那有石头的地方的时候，为什么你离弃我
？The Lord told him.
主耶稣主向他说
，I did not abandon you.
我没有放弃你。
I was carrying you.
我背着你。
The footprints you saw, they were not yours, they were mine.
你看到的一双脚印并不是你的，是我的。
Jesus never leaves us nor forsake us.
耶稣从来没有离弃我们。
Even though we go through the valley of the shadow of death, He is there.
虽然你行过死荫的幽谷，他仍然在那里。
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
你的杖你的肝都安慰我。
What a loving God we have.
可见我们的神是有慈爱的。
Don't abandon God.
请不要放弃上帝。
Because God has never abandoned us.
因为他从来没有放弃我们。
Love him.
爱他。
The next one is saying,
接下去
John 19:28
约翰福音第十九章第二十八节
I thirst
我渴了
It was a cry of distress
他是在受苦的一句话
He was suffering for you and for me
他为我们受苦
Maybe he remembered the woman the Samaritan woman at the well
可能他纪念那位撒玛利亚夫人。
Thirst has always to do with water, with drinks.
当我们讲到渴的时候呢，我们同时想到水。
Do we thirst for God?
我们是否有没有饥渴慕义、饥渴上帝呢
？Like the psalmist says, the heart thirsteth after the water brooks.
就像鹿渴慕溪水一般。
My soul panteth after God.
所以我的灵魂渴慕上帝。
Have we ever thirst for God like that?
我们是否有这样的感受呢
？Or do we just take God for granted?
我们把上帝当作以为然的。
Sometimes we treat God like just a problem solver.
有时候我们把上帝当作是解决我们问题的一个人物。
When we have problem, we go to God.
有问题的时候，我们来到他面前。
When everything is fine and good, we forget him.
当我们没有问题的时候，我们就忘了他。
We don't wake up in the morning and say, "Praise the Lord."
我们没有在早上睡醒的时候说赞美神。
When we have good health, we don't say, "Thank you, Lord, for the good health."
当我们有健康的时候，我们不会向神说感谢你赐我们有健康的身体。
When we are sick, we say, "God, heal me, touch me."
当我们生病的时候，我们求主医治抚摸我。
Don't treat God like that.
请不要这样的待我们的神。
He is a holy God.
他是一位圣洁的神。
He deserves our worship.
他是配得我们的敬拜。
Worthy is the Lamb.
配得敬拜的这羔羊。
Thou art worthy, O Lord.
你是配得敬拜的。
Do we treat God as somebody who will solve our problem, or we treat God as God?
我们是把神当作是神呢，还是把神当作是一位解决我们问题的人物
As you go through life, you find that God is good.
我们经过人生，就会感触到神很恩待我们。
He takes care of us.
他照顾我们。
He provides all our needs.
供应我们一切的需要。
Sometimes we don't even ask God.
很多时候我们没有向他求。
But God does it anyway.
他仍然赐福于我们。
Because He loves us.
因为他爱我们。
Why He loves us, I don't know.
为什么他爱我们？其实我还想不通。
Have you looked yourself in the mirror and said, God, why you love me?
你没有在镜子看到自己而问神，你为什么爱我？
God loves because He is love.
神爱我们，因为他就是爱。
That's why John says God is love.
因此，约翰说神就是爱。
So we have to thirst for God.
因此，我们要渴慕上帝。
Christ thirsts for us.
基督他渴慕我们。
He died on the cross for us.
他为我们在十字架上死。
He suffered that thirst for us.
他为我们受了那渴的苦楚。
Is it too much to ask if we thirst for God?
那耶稣要求我们渴慕上帝，是过分吗？
I don't think so.
不以为。
What price we pay cannot compare to the price that Christ paid for us.
我们所付出的远不能够超过耶稣为我们付出的。
God gave His best.
因为上帝将最好的赐给我们。
Do we give our best to God?
我们是否将最好的献上？
Or do we give the remaining to God?
而我们是否将剩余的给神？
The next cry is found in John 19:30.
接下来的一句话是在约翰福音十九章三十节。
It is a cry of triumph.
这是胜利的一句话。
Christ said, "It is finished."
主耶稣说，成了。
Christ did not say, "I am finished."
主耶稣没有说，我完了。
He said, "It is finished."
他说，成了。
He has finished the job that God gave him to do.
他完成神所托付他的工作。
When Jesus met the Samaritan woman at the well, the disciples went to buy food.
当耶稣遇见在这个井旁遇见撒玛利亚妇人的时候呢，门徒们到城里去买食物。
After that, they asked the Savior to eat.
那回来之后，他们要耶稣吃。
And Jesus replied them in John 4:34.
那主耶稣这样的回答说，在约翰福音第九章
第四，
约翰福音第四章
verse 34,
第三十四节
，He says, "My meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish His work."
主耶稣说，我的食物就是要完全完成那差我来者的工作。
And in His High priestly prayer in 17, John 17 verse 4, he says, "I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do."
在他大祭司的祷告里头记载，在约翰福音第十七节第十七章第四节，他说：“我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已经成了。”
He has finished the work of salvation.
他已经完成这个救赎的工作。
Man can now be saved because he died.
因他死，现在人可以得到救恩。
He died that we might live.
他死，我们能够活着。
And we don't have to die again.
因此我们不需要再死。
Have you finished the work that God gave you to do?
你是否已经完成神所托付你的工作？
Maybe you are a Sunday school teacher.
可能你是一位主日学老师。
Don't give up teaching Sunday school.
请不要放弃教圣经。
If you know that is God's job for you, finish it.
既然你知道这是神所托付你的工作，那你就要完成。
Don't give up halfway.
请不要半途而废。
If you are serving God, don't give up.
若你在侍奉神，不要放弃。
Tell God, give me the grace to finish the job.
求神给我们恩典来完成这工作。
At the close of our life, can we say like Paul, I finished my race. I completed my course.
那我们到生命的这终止的时候呢，我们可以向保罗说，我应打的战我已经打完了，我应跑的路我已经跑完了。
And it is also Christ saying his suffering is over.
那主耶稣也说他受的苦也完了。
Yes, we may suffer on this earth.
是的，我们在这世上没可能会有苦楚。
But one day our suffering will end.
但我们在世上所受的苦有一天要结束。
It will never continue on in the next life.
它不可能继续到我们的永生，到我们的永生。
Because God says, I shall wipe away all tears.
圣经告诉我们，神要擦去我们的眼泪。
There will be no sorrow in heaven.
在天堂没有忧愁。
There's no sadness.
没有伤心的事。
Everything will end on earth.
所有的事情呢，都会在这世上结束。
We should be thankful to God.
因此我们可以感谢神。
Maybe some of you are suffering now.
可能你在世上有受苦的。
Maybe some of you might have cancer.
患病了。
You can tell yourself, one day it's going to be over.
你可以这样的向神说，神啊，有一天这样的事情都要过去。
One day I can say without fear, it is finished.
有一天没有障碍的说成了。
You don't have to worry.
我们不需要担忧。
We have a God who loves us and cares for us.
我们有一位爱我们关心我们的上帝。
So whatever God give us to do, do it.
神所交托我们的事，我们去做。
We can cry like Christ cried, a cry of triumph.
我们可以像耶稣说的，
like,
说这个战胜的一句话。
Like Paul said, "Oh death, where's your victory?"
说死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
We don't have to fear death.
我们不需要惧怕死亡。
Because we know that everything will come to an end, at the end of our life.
因为我们知道，在我们生命的终止的时候呢，所有的事情都要过去。
And we can face death confidently.
那我们能够很肯定的、很有把握的对死亡说
，Don't let death worry you.
不要让死亡使我们来担忧。
And rob you the joy of living a Christian life.
夺去你应该活着的基督化的生活。
Jesus says, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
主耶稣说，我来是要给你得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
If our life is not abundant, it's because of ourselves, not because of God.
若我们的属灵生命不丰盛的话，这是因我们的缘故，而不是上帝。
God has promised us eternal life.
上帝已经应许我们永生。
But Jesus has promised us abundant life while we are on earth.
但在这世上，主耶稣应许我们有丰盛的生命。
Your life should be bubbling.
所以我们的这个生命应该是很活跃的。
It should be full of joy.
充满喜乐的。
It should be sad.
不应该是忧愁的。
Yes, you may be suffering.
可能你在受苦中。
But one day you can say it is finished.
一天你能够说成了。
And I'm going to see the Lord.
我要 建筑面对面。
We thank God for His promise.
感谢神他的应许。
The last cry of his is found in Luke 23, where we read just now.
最后的一句话记载在马可路加福音23章
verse
46节。
God says, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit.
父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。
And having said thus, he gave up the ghost.
说了这话，气就断了。
Talks of his return to heaven.
这里讲到耶稣回到天家。
He came from heaven, he went back to heaven.
他是从天堂到世上，从这里也回到天堂去。
Romans 8:34 tells us,He's now sitting at the right hand of God in making intercession for us.
罗马书第八章三十四节说，他现今在上帝的右手边替我们祈求。
Remember the book of Acts.
记得，在使徒行传记载的。
When Jesus was received up into heaven.
当耶稣被接上天的时候。
And All the disciples were gazing.
门徒们都往这天。
And the angel asked them, "He will come back again one day."
那天使对门徒说，有一天他要回来。
We thank God that God is now Christ is in heaven now praying for you and for me.
感谢神，主耶稣今天在天堂不断的为我们祈求。
Sometimes we don't even pray for ourselves.
有时候我们也没有为自己代祷
，Let alone pray for other people，
更不会为他人代祷。
But we thank God that God has recorded for us that Christ is making intercession for us。
感谢神，他的话语告诉我们，主耶稣不断的为我们向父祈求。
And this should encourage us to pray one for another。
这鼓励我们要彼此的代祷。
Have we prayed for one another？
我们有如此行吗？
Is our prayer fervent?
我们的祷告是否是火热的？
And consistent?
是一致的？
Or do we just pray in fits and starts?
或者我们的祷告是有中有停止的？
We remember we pray. We don't remember we don't pray.
就是我们记得的时候我们祷告，若不记得我们就忘了祷告。
We should get into the habit of praying.
我们要有这个祷告的习惯
，because God is praying for us.
因为神不断的为我们代祷。
That's why Jesus says, "Man ought always to pray and not to faint."
因此，耶稣说，人要常常祷告，祷告不可灰心。
Have we failed in our duty to pray for one another?
我们是否在祷告的这个职责上呢失败了
？Have we failed in our duty to pray for the pastors of this church?The Sunday school teachers and so on.
我们有没有为教牧、主日学老师代祷
？If you one day come to church and you hear that the sermon is no good, don't blame the pastor. Don't blame the preacher.
有一天你来到教会，认为讲员的信息不好，请不要把罪归在这个讲员的身上。
Blame yourself because you're not praying.
你要怪自己，因为你没有祷告。
You want to hear good messages. You pray for the preacher.
若你要听好的信息，你必须为讲员代祷。
You don't leave everything to God and just come and enjoy yourself.
不好把所有的事情都交给神，然后想自己来享受。
God gives you a responsibility to pray.
神把这代祷的责任交付给你。
Jesus returned to heaven is not to sit there and enjoy himself.
主耶稣回到天堂，不是在天堂享尽福乐。
Jesus is busy praying for you and for me.
他在天上不断的为我们代求。
And praying for all his children.
为他所有的儿子们、儿女们代求。
And so we must learn to pray.
因此我们要学习祷告。
So these are the seven sayings of Christ on the cross.
这是耶稣在十字架上的七言。
And the lessons behind the sayings.
还有这七言的功课。
And I pray that you will at least learn one lesson.
愿你能够学到一个功课。
Or best, you can learn all the seven lessons.
更好的话，你可以学习到七个功课。
May God bless His words to your heart.
愿神以他的话语来赐福于你们。
Have a blessed Good Friday.
愿你在这受难节得蒙神所赐的福气。我们来做个祷告。Our gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for the timely reminder of the seven wonderful sayings on the cross. It tells us of your great love for us. It tells us of our responsibility as children of God. Lord, what is man that thou art mindful of, and the Son of Man that thou shouldest visit him? We realize that you have been merciful unto us. And today we are what we are because of your grace. Thank you for your saving grace. Let none of your children forget that we are saved by grace. May we always be thankful. And we are reminded of our responsibility to love one another, love our parents, to be reminded that you care for us. So, dear God, I pray that we will go and do that which we have learned this day. 天父，感谢你，今早透过你仆人的口，我们听到神你的话语。主啊，帮助我们能够把今早的功课的牢记在心里。主，我们不可以只做听到的人，我们要行道。求主给我们这恩典，在这耶稣受难节的时候，愿天父你的爱在激励我们，无论我们经过的日子有多么的艰难，我们能够胜过，因为我们的主是得胜的主。主，求你带领保守我们，如此的祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's at this time prepare our hearts for the Lord's Supper.